Are you a vampire?
Well, technically, I am not a Dracula-type vampire. I don't sleep in a coffin, have no problem with garlic, and if I couldn't see my reflection in a mirror, I'd rather be put out. But I am what people call a psychic vampire, and I wrestled with this realization through most of my life and my teenage years especially. A psychic vampire is somebody who takes energy from other people, needs to regularly and actively take human vital energy. And for some of your listeners who are going, what's this weird thing, energy, if you've ever, and almost everybody's done this, two people have been arguing in a room, and they're not in the room anymore, but you walk into the room and you can kind of feel that heavy tension on the air.
You sure can.
That is that type of energy. It's the energy we exchange when we have conversations with people. It's the energy that is taken from us when we have a particularly dominant personality who's kind of berating us or getting in our space, and they haven't physically assaulted you, and yet you still feel assaulted, you still feel drained from the confrontation. That's what we're talking about.
Is it also a negative person? You don't appear to be negative, yet I have seen as these psychic vampires, these energy sappers, as in some cases being negative people, Michelle.
Often they are negative people. One of the reasons I started writing the books that I do is if you are aware that you have this propensity, this need to take energy from others, if you are conscious about it, you don't have to take it under bad circumstances. It can be a positive exchange. But most people who give psychic vampires a bad name, they aren't aware of what they are. They just instinctively seek out situations where they agitate people, where they bait them, and they get emotional responses, usually very negative ones, and they literally suck the life out of people around them.
Do they enjoy doing this? Like you said, sometimes they don't know what they're doing.
It's not a sense of enjoyment. It's usually something they don't understand why they're doing it. They are just driven to do it. They feel better afterwards. Somebody who is a psychic vampire has some sort of chronic physical disorder. To give you some context, I was born with a heart defect, and it required a number of surgeries to correct before the age of 5.
Oh, my. Yeah.
But I have continued issues with my heart. However, if I take energy from other people, I do not suffer from these problems. If I go without for too long, I start having tachycardia and arrhythmia instances. And an ordinary person can't just make that go away by going out and giving somebody a back rub. I can actually find a way. It's like laying on of hands, but in reverse, active, proactive self-healing.
You're healing yourself by sucking energy from somebody else?
Essentially, that's exactly what a psychic vampire does. They're fixing their own problem by taking the energy rather than having a healer do it for them. Most of the people who are psychic vampires like this, they have some psychic abilities, hence the psychic. They probably had the health issue from birth onward, and they just instinctively learn to take this to make themselves better, to manage the problem.
So you're basically feeding off other people.
Yes, which is a pretty nasty thing to do if they are not willing participants in it. But because we live in a pretty balanced universe, some people, and you've seen these people too, have more energy than they know what to do with. They can't sit down. They can't sit still. Their minds are racing constantly.
Hyper people.
Yeah, and they are kind of the natural balance to somebody like me who does not have quite enough energy to keep their system going.
So that would generally be the kind of, let's say, I don't know if you're married or not, Michelle, but if you were, your mate, your partner, would have that kind of energy to feed you.
Yeah, basically you balance each other out. The vampire makes the donor calm and allows them to be able to think straight for a couple of weeks, and the vampire gets the energy that they need out of it in order to heal their systems.
I'm fascinated by the fact that it helps heal your heart problems.
I really was a huge skeptic about this. I was in college. I was on the fast track to a PhD, graduated magna cum laude. And I was pretty sure that a professor was not going to be tenured if they had this strange belief that they were a vampire. And so on my senior year, I decided that I was going to just prove to myself it was all in my head and not take from anybody. Now, I wasn't taking against people's will. I had people who were willing donors, and it usually soothed them and gave them...
a willing donor, really?
Really. Actually, it's very relaxing. If you've ever felt too uptight and just too wound up... if it is done properly, if it's done where somebody is not resisting it, if somebody's not pushing this on you, you really get kind of that relaxed sensation, that good sleepy sensation where you want to curl up with your favorite blanket and just sleep for 12 hours and wake up and just feel completely refreshed, completely relaxed.
Compliments of the psychic vampire.
Compliments, yeah. I've been called the universal cure for insomnia. But
okay.
In college, I decided to not do it, and my health declined severely to the point where I ended up collapsing in class. I got rushed off to the hospital.
Oh, my.
They did EKG, echosonogram, a whole bunch of other tests and things, and they couldn't quite figure out what was wrong beyond the fact that there was something tremendously wrong with my heart rhythm. They started conjecturing that maybe something had gone wrong with the surgeries because there's actually an implant in my heart, and were threatening to open me up again. And I don't know, I think third time's a charm in everything except for heart surgery.
Yeah. You mean so they split you open?
No,
like a chicken? You didn't have to do that.
I checked myself out of the hospital first, and because I had a feeling what the problem probably was. And I told myself, okay, I will give myself this one chance. If I feed tonight and I feel better tomorrow, my problem is probably this energy. And I'm just going to have to really reassess the way I look at myself and the world.
So do you feed through the radio? I mean, are you going to get us?
No. Actually, I seem to have, and you'll see this with a lot of psychic vampires, they're energetic people. They're very tuned into energy. And some of them may not have a chronic physical problem so much as they just seem to burn a lot of energy. And they do it with charisma, with the ability to, like, kind of reach out to people, cross distances beyond the physical body. And if I remember correctly, because you asked this last year, a lot of the people had called in and then responded saying that they felt more energized talking to me. We have an instinctive sense of how energy connects and flows between people, and when we're in a good state, and I make sure that I keep myself in a good state, we actually facilitate the flow between people, which is actually positive all around.